Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
And that brings us to another weekend for Chiefs football at home at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens. The high-scoring Ravens come to Arrowhead. And, of course, you can hear that game Sunday afternoon right here on KNSS as we speak live with the man who will be handling the play-by-play for that broadcast, Mitch Holtus, as we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Theodore. Yes, when does there feel like there's a playoff game in September? That's the feeling for this one coming up on Sunday. And it's no better week than to have Campus Credit Union bring our show to you this morning. Eric Walston. And, Steve, what about simplifying things? Have you simplified your life?
Oh, yeah.
So have I, because I'm using instant oatmeal now. Not just, you know, waiting 5 minutes or whatever to cook the oatmeal. I'll just get instant oatmeal. That's simplifying your life. But also, Campus Credit Union can simplify your home buying journey. CampusCU.com. Give Eric an email or whatever, smoke signal, something to send to him, send him a direct message.
There you go. Baltimore Ravens can put some points on the board.
Ooh. Yes, they can. 111 points in the first three games.
Wow.
They're odd, though. In the fact that they've already set the NFL record a couple times here, where Lamar Jackson, their great quarterback, has 9 touchdowns and no picks. I mean, he's on fire.
Wow.
But he is he's the only quarterback in NFL history to do that and have a losing record after 3 weeks. In fact, there's been 9 other quarterbacks to do it. And that is 27 games. There's only been one other quarterback to lose a game, a single game, and he's lost 2. So it's just something about the Ravens' defense and the fact that Lamar Jackson has a quarterback rating of, 140-plus in 2 games, and he's lost both those games. That's an NFL all-time record. Yeah, unique group, but very talented on offense.
Is that why Vegas has the Chiefs as an underdog at home, is because of Baltimore's ability to score?
Yes, and it's the best surrounding cast that I think Lamar Jackson's had in his 8 years. Zay Flowers is better. Rashad Bateman is better. They got DeAndre Hopkins, who we had last year. Devontae Walker, LaJonte Wester. Then their tight ends are all good. They get Isaiah Likely back. They've got King Henry. But I think Justice Hill, the Oklahoma State Cowboy, he's better. And then they've got the secret weapon, who's their kick returner, Rasheen Ali, whose sister works for us. She's one of our photographers, so we've had to keep her, security locked down all week long. This is a really talented Baltimore offense. I think comprehensively, top to bottom, side to side, you could argue this is the best offense in the National Football League.
And yet, on the other side of the football, they give up 400 yards a game, and they are last in the league. Their defense has been porous.
And it's I don't even know what I'm watching when I'm watching the video of these guys, because this is not Ravens defense football. We know ever since the Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore to become the Ravens, they've always been a physical, put on the purple and black, and then we'll beat you up kind of team. They're not that at all. And they have set records. These NFL records I'm giving you is because of their defense and the fact that Detroit basically ran the same play over and over and they couldn't stop it was mystifying to me. They've had injuries. There's some new guys in new positions, but I just look for the Ravens defense to play better. But all that being said, when you kind of churn this up, you feel like the Chiefs need to somehow get to 30 points on offense. And the defense with Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs had the best scoring defense in the last 2 years and three games in the NFL. But you've got to steal a possession or slow them down somehow. But it's here's a nugget on their defense. It's the first time since 2001 that the Ravens allowed a drive of 95 or more yards. And Detroit did it twice on Monday night. I didn't even know what I was looking at.
And for the first time in 8 months, the Chiefs are actually heading into a game coming off a win. I imagine that helps.
Oh, yeah. It helps a whole lot. And I think the way it happened, they get a couple big plays, the interception by Jalen Watson against Malik Nabers, where the Giants could have taken the lead. That's enormous. But then tied with it is the play by Patrick Mahomes to strip the ball from Bobby Okereke, or the Giants are going to have a short field touchdown opportunity on the ill-fated screen pass that Chiefs ran for a lateral. But then it sets up the best play, or the best drive of the year, the 11-play, 74-yard drive, which the Chiefs will have to do that against the Ravens, but balance with runs and passes. And, yes, there's a better feeling this week at One Arrowhead Drive and a feeling of like, hey, let's turn the corner. This would be a big week to do that. Not only you get to 2-2, because the numbers are dramatic of 2-2 versus 1-3 of where you want to go, but also the feeling of, yes, we're finally getting things going and we get finally get Xavier Worthy back and maybe can hit our stride a little bit.
And Patrick Mahomes has had some pretty nice success in his career against the Ravens.
Had some of his better games against them. That and Lamar Jackson has turned it over against the Chiefs, actually. He's had, this will be his seventh game against us, and in the previous six, he's turned it over five times. But when you look at what Pat has done against the Ravens, 4-1 in his career against Baltimore, 4 300-plus yard passing games, 13 touchdowns, and then he was spectacular as well in that 17-7 AFC championship victory back in the 2023 season. So Patrick has saved some of his best games against the Baltimore Ravens.
The Chiefs and the Ravens, Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead. Mitch Holtis and the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network begin coverage at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 3:25 p.m. Sunday right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. How does this Chiefs-Ravens matchup somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football? And where is Mitch going to park with all those NASCAR people up in the Kansas City area, too, on Sunday? No. As part of our Eddie Plop, a Kansas City Chiefs Shocker football NASCAR update.
They parked in my spot with the NASCAR.
Oh, no.
So what am I supposed to do? Have it towed and delay the race? I don't know. Here we go, because I was looking at Shocker football and thinking, when did the Shockers start 1-2, but then turn their season around? I found one. Now, remember last week at West Point when I talked about Al Gebert?
Yes.
Al Gebert got his buddy, who was the Secretary of War, to get West Point to schedule the Shocks at West Point. All right. Well, Gebert was the coach of the Munis for 12 years at the University of Wichita. Then it was a municipal school. But Al was always trying to get the Shocks to go to Division One. You know who he used and kind of had some envy of as his example of we need to pass these guys up? Washburn, the Washburn Ichabods. Now follow me on this one. The Washburn Ichabods of Topeka for 6 years were Division One and members of the Missouri Valley Conference. Okay?
Yeah.
Gebert was watching them going, how do we get to be like those guys? In 1942, Gebert had given up the job because the Shocks were trying to figure out where we're going from here. Now, it's in World War II, so things were a little bit weird. But Ram and Ralph Graham, I mentioned him last week on the West Point Report. Ram and Ralph Graham takes over as the head coach of the Shocks. Now, Gebert is still involved with the program. But at 1-2, the Shocks need to turn their game around. The game four pivot happened on October the 16th, 1942. Who did the Shockers play but Washburn? Washburn was looking to go back to the Central Intercollegiate Conference where the Shocks were, and the Shocks were looking to pass them up and move into their position and go to the Missouri.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Selling, go Division One. At 1-2, the Shocks rally. They had to go on the road to Moore Bowl in Topeka. They win 32-0 over Washburn.
Yeah.
You remember this, Steve. Quarterback Don Holler and running back Sturdy Lyle Sturdy. And Don Holler combined for 4 touchdowns to shut out the Ichabods. So what happened? These two teams flipped. The Shockers join the Missouri Valley and go Division One. Washburn goes back to the CIC and leaves Division One. Did it happen on that game? Did a 1-2 after 3 weeks deter the Shocks? No. They do a Game 4 pivot and start to make history while Washburn goes back to Division Two. You can't do that and pivot after a 1-2 start if you don't have a team. So bring it back, boys. Bring it back.
We'll look for some of that same production from Sturdy Patrick Sturdy Mahomes coming up on Sunday afternoon.
Sturdy Steve McIntosh. That's what they called him at Wichita West. What was the guy's Hoosier shop teacher?
No, Dirty Steve. Leroy Leap.
Oh, Leroy Leap. Mr. Leap was calling you. That's Dirty Steve McIntosh.
That's right.
But he played, I think, with Sturdy Lyle Sturdy back in 1942.
Great stuff as always. We appreciate your time as we say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Steven. Thank you, Theodore. And thank you, Sturdy Lyle Sturdy.
Sturdy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.